This is GQDN for Monday, April 1st, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your stuff. The drink mixes. Yes, delicious drink mixes. Then go to the checkout line. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. And then you get to enjoy your stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. Real good stuff. We can argue with it, or your choice. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some, well, it is April Fool's Day. So we got some April Fool's jokes. We got some releases coming. And we got a lot of PlayStation stuff to get to. But today, I got to begin with some sad news. SBG.com did say that Ninja, the streamer, now has melanoma. That is a cancer that he has, and it's skin cancer. And the dermatologist did say that Ninja's foot was melanoma. That's the mole that was on his foot. So Ninja got up on X, or Twitter, and did say, quote, "All right, I'm still in a bit of shock, but want you to keep you all updated. A few weeks ago, I went to a dermatologist for an annual skin mole check that Jess proactively scheduled for me. There was a mole at the bottom of my foot that they wanted to remove just to be careful, and it came back as melanoma. But they are optimistic that we caught it in the early stages. I had another dark spot appear near it, so today they biopsied that and removed a large area around the melanoma with the hopes that under the microscope they will see clear non-melanoma edges and we will know we got it. I'm grateful to have hope in finding this early, but please take this as a PSA to get skin checkups. Always check your body. Always check your body." Now, the Mayo Clinic was doing some research on melanoma, and they're not exactly sure what causes the DNA to mutate the melanoma. But what they are saying is that UV rays from the sun can be damaging your skin. So it's recommended that you wear sunscreen outside and avoid tanning beds. But the UV rays clearly aren't the only cause, because melanoma can develop in places that don't get a lot of sunlight, like the bottom of Ninja's foot. So just keep yourself checked. That is what he wants, and that's what I should do, but all of you should do it as well. Now let's get to some games and really what the companies are doing. First part of the show, right? So, Final Fantasy XIV players, according to Kotaku, are saying that Xbox is banning them for recruiting some teammates. Right now, Final Fantasy XIV is on Xbox now. And, well, some of the transitions were pretty rough. At least that's what the site is saying. That goes with the new currency and requiring the users to subscribe to Xbox Game Pass to play it. But the community is reporting bans on the Xbox systems for using the game's vernacular and systems to group with other players. And that started on March 29th. That was the week after Final Fantasy XIV came to Xbox. And it started with a Reddit user, Broken, that's B20KEN, and they said that they've been banned from Xbox using the term free company, which is a Final Fantasy XIV equivalent for the guild, and that is within the Xbox looking for group feature. The ban has been set to last 61 days, and that was in the response to the message that was asking new players, quote, if they wanted to join their free company, end quote. But here's what the guild said in their statement, quote, "Hello, Sprouts. We're currently recruited for a new free company that accepts anyone. Please have Discord. We have PC players, PM, if interested, friends." And some of the people were asking Broken if they've been the Discord association that may have triggered the ban. And people did point out that the Xbox integrated social media platform was with its services. But there are other people that are reporting those same issues. In fact, Tara on Twitter did say, quote, "I got suspended on Xbox for trying to help people find an FC with their built-in looking for party feature, lol. Now, we go to PC Gamer, and they did say that Helldivers 2 players did return to their site of where they had their greatest defeat, because the Major Order demanded the liberation of Malibian Creek. So, back in February, the players did see their defeat, and that was in a simulated galactic war. And that is the community's favorite planet, Malibian Creek, did fall to the synthetic armies of the Automaton faction. The players are coming back to that part because there's a new Major Order that demands democracy to be returned to that jungle world. So here's what part of the Order did say. Quote, "Several weeks ago, our citizens watched in horror as Malibian Creek fell to the Automations." Automaton, I get ya. So people are going back. And they're gonna have one heck of a time, aren't they? Well, the Helldiver Alerts did get up on X about this and said, "A simple concept of what supply lines could look like in-game." And they put up a video. Good job. Now, we have a bit of a delay. PC Games N did say that Skull and Bones has been delayed again. And that's despite the launch in February and getting a big-time player base. And Ubisoft did say the game will be unavailable for the foreseeable future. Ubisoft did not offer an explanation for the delay, but PC Games N did speak to somebody within the company, and he said that Ubisoft is, quote, "basically doing it for a joke, like they think it's funny. When someone pitched the idea to Yves Guillemot, he laughed so hard he was sick. Actually sick. Sick all over his desk." Now, jokingly, PC Games N did say the game was supposed to be launched in 481 BC, but to the series of delays, it was pushed all the way back to February 2024. Now, the unnamed insider did continue, quote, "It's not just Ubisoft. Everyone's doing it now. All the big studios are going to delay their games because they think it's funny. It's like a meme or something. Do you remember that thing? The Harlem Shake? Yeah, it's like that." Further quote, The worst thing is, when he threw up, it landed on a CD that had all the source files for Far Cry 7. So that screwed as well. They didn't even mean to delay that one. But he'd been eating a load of lemons and tomatoes and chili. So it's just cut through it like the blood in Alien. Now, there is no suggestion of when Skull and Bones will be available to play again. But Skull and Bones has been blocked, pulled offline, and made permanently inaccessible. But it's after the game reviews were very positive about the game. Okay. Now we get to some PlayStation. Here we go. Push Square gets the next two articles. Because there's some rumors about PlayStation 5 Pro's enhanced label, resolutions, frame rates, and ray tracing. So, there's more stuff coming out about the PlayStation 5 Pro and what could be coming to it. Push Square did have some bullet points. So, four of them. First one, a better target resolution on PlayStation 5 than that of the fixed resolution on the standard PlayStation 5 model. Second, an improved target maximization resolution on PlayStation 5 over a variable resolution featured on the base PlayStation 5 system. Third, increased frame rate target on PlayStation 5 that's better than the fixed frame rate seen on the original PlayStation 5. Fourth one, the use of PlayStation 5 Pro's ray tracing features. So what could be there? As we'll find out soon enough, won't we? Now we get to... Actually, I'm rearranging things. Sorry. We'll go to Jim Ryan first. You'll get to why. Because on PlayStationLifestyle.net, Jim Ryan did say that PlayStation 5 is on track to be Sony's most successful console ever. Now, I listened to the whole thing, and Jim Ryan was on the official PlayStation podcast, and yes, he did say that. So, here's what he said in the podcast. Quote, "I'd say right now we're at the top of our game. PlayStation 5 is well on track to be our most successful console ever across multiple vectors, and I think the games and the gaming experiences you see on on PlayStation 5, led by PlayStation Studios, are the best that we've ever seen. And Ryan did say that the added number of games that are published on PlayStation 5 in its life cycle did exceed all the previous ones. That's 1 through 4. Now, yes, he's leaving. So who's taking his place? Well, temporarily, back to PushSquare.com, it's Hiroki Totoki. And that starts today. And what is he going to be doing? Well, he's going to take over a lot of what Jim Ryan has done. But what did Jim Ryan leave for him? Well, right now it's PC and mobile and still the consoles. But what changes will he make? Well, previously, he did say that he wanted Sony to be more aggressive when they're improving the division's profit margins. So Jim Ryan, upon his retirement, did travel between Europe, USA, and Japan. So what he said also in the PlayStation podcast, quote, and I'm talking about Jim Ryan, I will leave having been privileged to work on products that have touched millions of lives across the world. PlayStation will always be a part of my life, and I feel more optimistic than ever about the future of Sony Interactive. I want to thank Yoshida-san for placing so much trust in me and being an incredibly sensitive and supportive leader. Well, Yoshida, the Sony's CEO, did talk about Jim Ryan. Quote, Jim Ryan has been an inspirational leader throughout his entire period with us, but never more so than overseeing launch of PlayStation 5 in the midst of a global COVID pandemic. That extraordinary achievement made by the entire Sony Interactive team has been steadily built on PlayStation 5, is on track to become Sony's Interactive most successful console yet. I am immensely grateful for Jim for all of his achievements. Now, as far as what PlayStation goes, how has the PlayStation 2 life cycle, how's their sales been going? Well, Jim Ryan did say that PlayStation 2 sold 60 million units in its lifespan. Once again, we're back to PlayStationLifestyle.net. And the sales update is being debated because the PlayStation 2 lifetime sales figure was at 155 million. That's as of March 31st, 2012. But some people did find it curious why Ryan would drop that 160 million figure. In fact, Daniel Ahmad on Twitter did say, according to Sony's website, the PlayStation 2 sold 155 million units. According to Jim Ryan, the console sold 160 million units. Believe it or not, the final sales figures with PlayStation 2 has been hotly debated topic since 2013. But what's the actual final number? He went on a longer rant than that, but we'll leave it there. So what did it sell? 155 or 160? Now, ESPN did say that the PGL has announced CS2 tournament schedule for 2025-2026. Yes, so we're in the esports corner, and what PGL did say on X was, quote, announcing PGL CS2 2025-2026 new era. PGL will host at least 11 Counter-Strike 2 tournaments throughout 2025-2026 and beyond. And they did provide a bit of a schedule for the 2 years, but not places. Tournament 1 will be February 10th through the 24th. Tournament 2 will be March 31st to April 14th. Tournament 3 will be May 3rd through the 19th. Tournament 4, September 29th to October 13th. Tournament 5, October 18th through November 3rd. That's in 2025. 2026, Tournament 6 will be February 16th to March 2nd. Tournament 7 will be March 23rd to April 6th. Tournament 8 will be May 2nd to May 18th. Tournament 9 will be August 3rd through the 17th. Tournament 10 will be September 28th to October 12th. And Tournament 11 will be October 19th to November 2nd. So that is going to be tournament time for next year. And they do have the tournaments going on this year as well. Here we go. When it comes to Blue News, you know we're talking about releases and some other stuff. So we'll begin with DuckSide. It has been announced. It is a survival game where you play as a duck. Could this be an April Fool's joke? Well, there's a complete Steam listing along with some of the description that includes some signups. It does work. The signups do work. There'll be for a playtest that may start on April 18th. So, will this be fair or foul? Bad joke. Just be careful. In fact, Night Dive Studios, will be braving the April Fool's trailer announcements because they're announcing a game called PO'd, which is a first-person shooter that was released in 1995, 3DO. It's PO'd Definitive Edition, and this does have listings on GOG and Steam, and it is a remake, so we'll see if this is going to happen. And Blue Nose also did say that there's the Untroubled Lands Chantico that was announced, and that was made by Tall Troll Games, and IndieArk did announce it. Because this is an Indiana Jones inspired adventure game that is not just going to the consoles, but it's going to Steam. So we'll see if that happens. But we know what is a joke if you play Minecraft. GamesRadar.com says that there was a potato in Minecraft, and that was part of their April Fool's gag. And there were some poisonous potatoes that had a small chance of dropping when they were harvesting the potato plants. Yep. Even Minecraft did provide the poisonous potato update. Yes, they did. And Blue News also has a full list of the April Fool's jokes. Power World had a good one. Saw that. Some are up on YouTube. Go check them out. Some are just like Among Us. April Fool's long mode. There's a limited floppy edition of Cyberpunk 2077. Dead by Daylight has My Little On. Yeah, we talked about Skull and Bones too much after launch. And the DayZ servers banned XQC. There's quite a few of them here. Good number. Go check it out if you want. And go check us out too. We are Dawnforge. That's no joke. This has been a Dawnforge production 2024. All rights are reserved. Go enjoy your April Fool's Day. I'll leave you alone. April Fools, go play some games, people.